Hi, I'm Colin, and welcome to another episode of No Filter with Cobalt Podcast. Today, we have a very interesting topic. We'll discuss a new product from Kobo that will help formulators create inclusive palettes for tinted products. We have two amazing guests with us today from Brazil. First, I want to welcome Isabella Bagni Nakamura, Application Lab Specialist. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Colin. Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Gabriela Mastellero, which you guys may be familiar with her as the host of No Filter with Global Podcast. Hi, Gabby. It's good to have you as a guest.
Hi, Colin. Hi, Isabella. It's very nice to be here, you know, to talk about this product that we are very excited about.
I'm excited to discuss as well. I know that this product was the first one developed by Kobo Brazil. Gabby, can you tell us where the idea for this product came from?
Sure, Colin. Well, the idea actually came from an evaluation that we did of several tinted products launched in the market here in Brazil. We looked at sunscreens, moisturizers, serums, everything that could have a tinted option. And especially when we looked at the shade palette that those products offered, we came to kind of a sad conclusion. Most of these products had about three shades in their portfolio. And especially when we looked at the deepest shades of those palettes, they were usually very light. And to be honest, did not reach everyone. And, you know, Kobo is a color specialist. That's how we call ourselves. So it's kind of our responsibility as well to help change this scenario. We have a lot of color technologies and we accumulated a lot of knowledge of pigments during this year. And that's why we had the idea of creating Kobo Tint, which is a product for many shades and to be used in this type of formulation, the tinted products.
That is very nice, especially since our product has many shades. Now I want to understand, what is Kobo Tint? Is it a dispersion?
Yeah, actually, Kobo Tint is a high concentrated pigmentary dispersion. So it's a paste that you can add to your formulation to create tinted products. In this dispersion, we use titanium dioxide and iron oxides, pigments treated with isopropyl titanium triisostearate, one of Kobo treatments, which is a lipophilic treatment. The carrier is caprylic triglyceride, a very well-known emollient used in the cosmetic industry, which significantly reduces the risk of incompatibilities. We also used a suspending agent, a nectarite, to guarantee the stability, and the preservative system is a combination of 1.2 hexanediol with caprylglycol.
Thanks for that explanation, Isabella. Do you think you can use Kobo Tint in any type of formula?
Yes, and this is an exciting characteristic of this product. Kobo Tint can be used in water in oil, oil in water, and anhydrous formulations, always being added to the oily phase. This is an important detail. For example, here in Brazil, we developed three formulations with the five shades of Kobo Tint and oil in water, SPF 30 emulsion with mineral filter, and water in oil, SPF 60 emulsion with mineral and organic filters, and anhydrous SPF 30 stick, also only with mineral filters.
Oh, wow. I have to say I love these formulas, especially the hybrid one. Such high SPF with colors sounds like the perfect combination for going out in the sun. Another thing about Kobo Tint is that it has five shades, as Gabby mentioned earlier. Gabby, how was the developing process to define those five shades and creating the palette?
Well, Colin, that's a great question. Initially, we did some market research and we looked at the best-selling tinted sunscreens in Brazil and Latin America. But then after we realized that most of those palettes were not exactly inclusive, we decided to expand this research using also foundation palettes, because we all know that the makeup market is currently much more inclusive at this point. So many brands are creating, you know, 20, 30, 40 shades, 50 shades. So that market is much more inclusive. So we decided to include that in our research. Then we did color measurements of all those formulations using an equipment, a spectrophotometer called DataColor. And with that equipment, we are able to put some numbers into those colors. That specific equipment gave us three axes, basically, what we called LAB. The L is how much light or dark the color is. The A is regarding red or green, and the B is regarding yellow or blue. And basically, for each color, we had those three numbers, the LAB values. And with all those, with all that data in our hands, we are able to select some of those colors, combine some of those colors, and then create five shades that would be inclusive and adaptable shades for those tinted products. We also tested those colors in many, many formulations until we reached what we thought was the best five shade combination.
That's great to know, Gabby. How did you ensure that the palette was inclusive?
Yeah, that was something very, very important for us, because we didn't want to be as inclusive as possible. So what we did after we developed those shades, we did some consumer testing. For that, we used a similar equipment, the spectrophotometer, but in a portable size, basically. The equipment is called Color Reader Pro. It's basically a portable that you can carry on your hand that will also give you those LAB values. But with that equipment, we can test in real people. Basically, we get the equipment, go close to the skin, can be the forehead or forearm, and we can measure the color of that person's skin. In that equipment, we are also able to add those cobalt tint values in various formulas. So those three formulas that Isabella mentioned in the beginning, we put those data in that equipment, and that equipment is very nice because it also tells which of those formulas or which of those tinted shades was the closest to their shade, their skin. And after we did that evaluation, we asked the person to test the formula that the equipment said was the closest one. And in fact, we got a result that 98, which is very huge, percent of the volunteers agreed that their formula was a match to their skin and they would be able to use their shade, that shade in their daily basis. So a very, very good result. And for us, the result concludes that we were able to create an inclusive palette. In the beginning, we had 44 volunteers. But currently, we're still testing with a lot of people. And I think our number right now is about 150 people testing.
Wow, that's an amazing result for tinted products.
Yes, they're great results. We're very happy with them.
Now, Isabella, Gabby explained the inclusivity part within this product. But which would you say is the biggest advantage of using cobalt tint besides the inclusivity portion of things?
Yeah, well, the first point, which we have already mentioned, is that the material is made with treated pigments. And then I need to explain why and talk more about cobalt's technology. When we talk about pigments, and here I'm talking about the conventional ones, in general, they are more hydrophilic. They have a certain affinity with water, which can be difficult to be incorporated into the formulation, basically. The surface treatment prevents particle agglomeration and improves this incorporation, system stability, hydrophobicity, and color development. Furthermore, Cobalt-Tint is already a dispersion. I mean, the pigment is completely ready for use. It's much easier to formulate, right? You think less about the compatibility between emollients and pigments as they are already dispersed. So, one less thing to be concerned about. Also, a dispersion is easier to incorporate into the formulation and has a very high batch-to-batch consistency, gives agility in generating new prototypes and in the development of complete palettes, and allow us to create formulations with better sensorial and better final aesthetics. In addition to all these technical advantages, we also have advantages related to sustainability in the production chain because it reduces the necessary amount of materials since a single product alone generates the full color of the formulation. You don't need to have other materials to do that with one item in your list, you can completely develop this color. And you don't need to have a special and complex equipment in your operation. A single and robust homogenizer handles the incorporation of Cobalt-Tint since it's a dispersion in the formulation, so you don't need very expensive or very complex equipment. And using your dispersion, there is an overall reduction of energy use. So you have a more efficient operation that generates less waste, which is great for the environment.
Okay, you convinced me. It's a great product indeed.
Yeah, it is.
Now, for my last question, how do you believe this product can impact the tinted market?
Well, Colin, I think I can start. I would say that the makeup and sunscreen, well, the cosmetic industry is undergoing a big transformation when it comes to inclusivity. You know, it's not just a trend, it's a norm, as I think we said on one of our trends presentations. And offering a variety of makeup and sunscreen shades not only reflects the diversity, but it's also a market strategy nowadays. And Cobalt-Tint was created to deliver, you know, the extreme shade. So we have shade number one is very, very light, and shade five is dark and deep. So it allows us to reach all the skin tones. And you can also combine the shades. For example, if you have If you want to do an intermediate shade between one and two, you can also combine it and, to be honest, create intermediate tones and palettes as numerous as you want. So I think that could be very interesting to see in the market as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with Gabby. This is a very important detail to mention. And I would add that for me, this product becomes impactful because in addition to making the market more inclusive, as we mentioned it before, it is inclusive in itself because it allows any brand, any company to develop and manufacture large scale of tinted products without difficulties. The company does not need to have sophisticated equipment or extra care for employees and resources because with simple machines and simple process, it's already possible to obtain the complete performance of Cobalt-Tint. So a great diversity of brands, companies, and formulators can put their talent and creativity on and deliver increasingly innovative and inclusive products to the consumers. So it's very impactful.
I'm glad to hear it's very impactful. Well, we've reached the end of the episode. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here today to discuss the new product Cobalt Brazil has created Cobalt Tint.
It was a pleasure calling. Thanks for inviting me to talk about this new product, which makes me very proud.
Yeah, Colin, it was very nice to be here, on the other side of the table and be able to talk more about this amazing product.
And thank you for listening to us. If you want to know more about this product, make sure to check the link for the flyer in the description or visit our website. And don't forget to follow us on social media, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the platform of your choice so you don't miss any new episodes. We'll see you next time.